Rockets out in the back and getting a circus in their block.
What do you want me to do? And this morning, Rob said, I had the worst day of my life. Well, there were other things besides it, but I was in Bunky's bed. Well, I was in Mommy's bed. Well, I was in Marcy's bed, yeah. I was in Marcy's bed. What's interesting here is not only did I had the worst day of my life, but the part was, well, there were other things besides it. And yet, referring to what he's about to tell us, which is about being in Marcy's bed.
Who else wanted his
waffle cut? And he said, can I have this cut too?
Marty had this cut. Is the first case of having, can I have something done? And probably the first use of have in that way. At least have something done for you that I can remember.
Marty wanted to see, I want to see what Mommy's doing. So he said, I want to see Mommy what she's doing. This is Marty. Ross said, Marty can go to school. He thought he couldn't go to school because we didn't have the medicine, because you thought you couldn't get the medicine, but then you got it, so we can go to school. So the answer is yes. This is Mark, is that right, Ron? Can Mark go to school? What's going on here? You couldn't what? Right.
Well,
Marty can go. Well, Marty said, where's other sock? And I couldn't understand him. I said, you have to use words, Mark. And Ross said, he used words. He said, where's other sock? And I said, oh. And Ross said, you see, sometimes I can understand his little cries. And I said, yes, you have a good ear, Ross. And he said, Not ears. Ross said, what are 5 and 5? Marky said, 5 and 5 make 10. And Ross said, how do you know? I recorded that on Marky's too. Today is February 20th. Ross gave me a note to write, and he dictated the words. He says, just a minute. Says, remember that you or I, just a minute, Mom. Said that we could buy my toy in the morning. He dictated it to me, wrote the word. Actually, he said, remember that I or you. Wow, Mark, great. I gotta go see Gold Monkey. Daddy. Come on, Mark.
Daddy, I'll put this in my
bed. Okay, here. Anyway, Ross wants this, but I can remember in the morning that I promised him he'd buy a toy. So he wrote it heavy right up. Why, what's the deal? Ross, saw the big panther and with a big giant, and he said, this is called Panther of the Beanstalk. And he said, how do you know? And giggle. And how do you know? He said, because he saw the giant. And he had never seen the cartoon before. He just figured that that was supposed to be what it is. And he was, of course, he was right. The giant was dressed up in Anglo-Saxon clothing, etc., just like in Jack and the Beanstalk. Ross said, may I have some milk? And I started to pour some syrup in his glass, and he said, no milk. Marty wanted to get in with the theater space where Ross was, and Ross said, I wish I could let you in here, but there's no room. Besides, he isn't everything. Oh, I see. Besides, he isn't everything, Ross. Did you know that? Ross, he said, he wasn't going to have any breakfast. And I said, you're not. He said, like you said the other day, you're going to make us starve. And I said, I'm just teasing you, Ross. And he said, I sure wish you weren't. Because he doesn't want any breakfast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you want any breakfast?
I want the smell.
The smell is bad, but the taste is good. I said to Ross, Mommy said, Ross is a very hungry boy. And I said, yeah, he was afraid that I was going to starve him. He said, no. And Ross said, no. I thought, no. I thought the food was going to be something that I didn't like. It was something he didn't like, actually. French guy. I mean, a story about the four forgetful bears. And I said, oh, the four forgetful bears. And I said, aha, you were forgetting. In other words, you didn't know. I said, Ross, we're going to go to sleep. And Ross said, that light is going to be left on, right? And then Marcy said, is it time to wake up? And what else did you say? So what did you say to that, Ross?
Maybe the sun
has been gone. Why is that? You're big, you can get your own water. Oh, Ross? Did you forget to do something?
What?
What is it?
Hmm?
Yeah. Ross said, Daddy, I had a dream about me and Marky. And there were lots of what?
Gold cans.
Lots of gold cans. And if we would open them. Oh, Coca-Cola cans. And if we would open them, we would find Easter Bunny eggs.
What's the one? A pink one I want him. We have a pink one on. I want it. That's pink.
Uh-huh. Wow. That was the end of the dream? It was nice. Short. Yeah. And Ross and Martha played E.T. And Martha said, here's the forest. And Ross said, no, in this area is the forest. No, in here's the forest. And Ross said, no, in this area is the forest. In other words, that there was no definite subject instead of indefinite one. And he was contrasting with what Martha said before. Mary said, my little darling, through the flock. And Ross said, if we can't eat any breakfast, any more food, which is true, that's the logical consequence of doing the sloth. This is a mouthwash thing that you can't eat after.
Ross said, Daddy,
I want to tell you something. I said, just a minute, Ross. He said, yes, I do. He didn't hear me say, just a minute. I need the wine. I need to change to another channel. While he's watching TV. He doesn't want to watch the station he's watching. I was moving Ross's shell, and what he said, what I had in mind is that we would move all of these shells over there. He thought I was going to put the whole thing up and move it.
Ross,
he had too many soft animals in the bed. I said, you're only supposed to have seven. He said, I don't remember saying that. And I said, yeah, you did, Ross. And then I started taking animals back, and Ross said,
take away Marky's kitty. Take away his meat. In other words, instead of having his own toys taken away, he would
be out of the way, but he could have his brothers taken away.
And she said, Daddy, we need our story. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Waiting and waiting.
Ross, we were putting on their socks and shoes, and I said, here's your shoe. And Ross said, only one shoe? I don't have one foot. You're crazy. Talking to Ross about not climbing on his bookshelf, and I said, you know, you better not climb on that, because if you do, you know, you'll crack your head.
You'll come falling over and you'll crack your head. And you'll say,
Dad, you know what?
And I said, you won't ever do it, will you, Ross?
And he said, no.
You know what, Dad? I think it was a good idea to put it there, because it's not next
to anything,
and I won't want to climb on it.
There's nothing I want to climb up to yet.
That's right. And we were talking a little bit more, and he said, you know what? If I were a baby, you know what I would do? I wouldn't climb on anything dangerous.
And what I said, what if you're a big boy? And he said, still the same thing.
I'd keep away from it.
Ross, isn't that right? What would you do if you were a baby and there was something dangerous?
No, if I was here,
what would you do?
I would not touch it and fight it.
Why?
Because it
might kill
me.
Smart, smart.
What if you're a big boy?
You're
almost like two. Right. Outside, Ross said,
Dad, I have my fast running shoes on, and they are baseball shoes. Is it too cold out here, Ross?
No.
You can get a sweater if it is, or something.
Yeah.
Sweater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ross, I said to Ross that Brainy, we were talking about Smurf. Brainy wasn't very smart. He was smart to keep his mouth shut.
Ross didn't. Yeah, I said, he's not very smart, and Ross said, he is.
And I said, oh yeah?
He said,
then why would they call him Brainy? In other words, otherwise, why would they call him Brainy? And this is the 27th of February. A little earlier, Ross was asking me about whether or not I could go to work today. You remember that whole story about whether I could go to work?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, tell the tape recording.
I said that if I could go to work, then we could buy a car.
How would that work?
You won't go to work.
Hmm. But first you said, Daddy, is your school open? And I said, no. And then you said, you asked me again, and I said, no, but I said, I could go. And you said, well, that would be good. We could go down there and play on and make a bed, car out of your chair, right? And why would that be good? Because then
I could play night.
And then how would you get a toy that way?
Because you wouldn't have to get a toy.
You wouldn't have to get a toy that way. And what if you couldn't go to my office? Then what would you do?
Toy.
Oh, I see. So which one did you want to have happen?
Not go.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ross said, maybe I want go and toy. How would that work?
Maybe we could buy a toy. Maybe we could go first and then buy a toy. Or buy a toy and then go.
Or maybe because you were real good down there at the work, I would give you a toy. Is that another idea?
Yeah. I think I'll be really full of
milk. Ross pointed to the milk bottle and said, Daddy, is that bottle in here? I said, no. And he said, full? And I said, yeah. And he said, you mean it's a new one? I said, yeah. And I pointed to the top and showed where the level of the milk was. And I said, I mean, just a little bitty bit is drank. And
I'll show you.
I mean, that's where it's been drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody drink that?
No.
Why?
Not open yet.
So they
put it in. Mm-hmm. When they filled it up, they filled
it up.
Yes. Do you want to go see the JJ?
JJ.
Marky likes to play with JJ because he's his age. Ross was trying to tell something to me, and Marky was interrupting me. Ross said, now can I tell Daddy what it was I was going to say? The Dublin bed news. Ross said, Daddy, it's your turn to be on stage. And then I didn't come, and so he came down after me and said, Daddy, you're going to be on stage. We're waiting for you. Okay, here I am. Now what happens up on stage?
You're going to read a story
today. No, I'm not. No, I'm going to read my Maggie. Sure. Has anyone read that to you yet?
Nobody has.
Okay, if I get to read one story to you, then can I read my Maggie afterwards?
Sure.
Just to myself, quietly. Yeah. Or else?
No, Margie.
Hey, wait, Ross.
I have to go.
Okay, I'll read to you several.
Okay, then Daddy's not going to be on stage.
I'll be on stage. Sure, I'll be on stage. I'll be on stage.
NLP.
So.
Okay.
He's on stage. He is on it, right?
Next time, won't you see
him? Yeah, okay, Ross's turn to be on stage. Okay. Ross, be nice to him. Ross? Well, we say that nicely?
Yeah, ABC!
Ross, no, not the ABC's nicely. Say, get off his brother.
Okay.
Trucks busy. I mean, Mike Mulligan's story. We were saying goodbye to Mommy and giving her love, and Rod said, guess what? Even if she uses that kind of shampoos that doesn't work, I still like her. I still like the look of her. I still do.
Is that right?
What do you think her shampoos do to her?
Don't do anything.
What are they? Are they bad shampoos?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do they hurt her hair?
No.
Okay.
Just don't do anything.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And do you still like? Why does she look so nice?
Well, I don't know.
See if you can think. You just like the look of her?
Uh-huh.
Because you think she's kind of cute? Uh-huh. Who else is cute in this family? Right. Ross, I told Ross, well, if you talk baby talk, words sound like that. And he said, E.T. does talk that way. And I said, yeah, if you want, yeah, he's just a little extraterrestrial. And he said, yeah, but he's old. In other words, he's not really a baby, but he does talk baby talk. Is that right, Ross? I was talking with Ross about having a good time with his toys, and I said if you left all your toys in there, it would make no sense forever. He said, why would we leave all our toys in there? I said, well, there's no reason. I wasn't saying you should. And we went on with our conversation for a while, and Ross was talking about this and that, and he repeated my whole thing, which was, if we left our toys in there, it wouldn't make any sense. We couldn't play with them. Is that what you said, Ross?
Mm-hmm. So he went back to my original proposition and you changed it, even though it's true.
not gotten it the first time around.
Ross said he's going to stay home today. And I said, okay, you guys stay home today. Mommy and Daddy will go to school.
Yeah.
And he said, no! And I said, oh, okay, we'll take you.
And then he said, besides, Mom's sick.
In other words, he wants Mom to stay home with them today. No, Mom's not really sick. Mom's going to go to work today.
You told us the other day.
Was she sick?
Yeah.
No, Friday you're going to stay home. Not that's tomorrow. You stay home with Mom tomorrow. Okay? Can you do it tomorrow? Would you like to do it tomorrow? Okay? What's all the crying about? You're hungry. Are you hungry? No? And a little earlier we were talking about the Gelflings. That's the actually the Angus Bangus and the Icy Bicy Raccoon. Angus Bangus Bear and the Icy Bicy Raccoon. And I said, this is the boy Gelfling, this is the girl Gelfling. I got it wrong. And Ross said, I said, why is this the girl Gelfling? Why is this the boy? And he said, because, why?
I keep the crystal in the back of him.
Right. And everybody knows that the boy... Why does that mean he's a boy?
Because the boy one has the crystal. No, Mark!
Uh-huh.
Leave it in there.
Because the boy one has the crystal in the movie. That means he's supposed to be the boy one. Because he has the crystal in his back.
But I mean the heart one.
I've made a, a little sketch of Tarzan. And this is Tarzan's breasts and underwear and everything he pointed out to me on the thing. And this is his hair and this is his arms and everything. And he said, I'm going to put it in my Pac-Man pouch, not the one with the hearts. And I showed him the other one, because...
No, the heart.
The one, this one, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Why aren't you using the other one?
Because every time I use that one, it's for the girls.
Right.
But every time I use the one in your hand, it's for the boys.
Great, okay. So now, should I just put it right down here? Okay, are you guys ready to come out of bed now?
No.
You just going to play in bed some more? Oh, okay. I'll be back.